Review: HP Dev 1 Linux Laptop, on July 25th by Scott Gilbertson in Wired. Even if you're not a developer, this reasonably priced, user-repairable Linux laptop from HP has plenty of attractive features. Rating: 9 out of 10. Wired: lightweight, well-built, reasonably priced laptop that runs Linux. Fast AMD processor. Fantastic POP OS desktop experience. Great trackpad and keyboard. Tired? Battery life is only okay. US only for now. HP's latest Linux laptop sees the computer maker collaborating with erstwhile competitor, or at least fellow Linux laptop maker, System 76. It seems like an odd combo, given that System 76 makes its own competing laptops, but the collaboration works. The Dev 1 is a very nice Linux machine that packs enough punch for developers or creatives without hitting top-tier laptop prices. Even more impressive is the work HP and System 76 have put into making Linux work perfectly with the AMD chipset. Combining HP's hardware capabilities and industry experience with System 76's POP OS desktop has produced the best all-around Linux laptop you can buy right now. HP hardware. In a refreshing change from how most laptops are sold these days, there is only one model of the Dev 1. Another nice touch is that it gets a dedicated website, which makes ordering simple. Dell, are you listening? The Dev 1 costs $1,100, which gets you a 14-inch laptop with a 1000 nit 1080p screen, an AMD Ryzen 7 5850 chip, integrated Radeon graphics, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and a 1 terabyte NVMe M.2 2280 SSD. The RAM and the SSD are user upgradable. RAM support caps at 64 gigabytes. Getting into the components is simple. There are just 5 screws between you and any upgrades you want to make. The nearest Windows version of this same laptop gets a 9 out of 10 on iFixit's repairability scale. As the name suggests, the Dev 1 is aimed at the developer audience, much like Dell's XPS 13 Developer Edition. Despite the names, though, these are really just laptops with Linux pre-installed. The Dev 1 will work well for almost any task, developer-related or otherwise. Don't let the word developer in the name deter you if you're not one. That said, I did put the Dev 1 through some developer-type tasks. I set up a Python development environment, which was no trouble thanks to the extensive repositories POP OS offers. And I ran benchmark tests geared toward developer tasks, i.e. CPU and RAM-intensive tasks. The Dev 1 worked well for all these things. It was no slouch at editing 4K video either, thanks to that AMD chip. If benchmarks are your thing, have a look at the tests Veronix posted on openbenchmarketing.org. The results are impressive. The Dev 1 runs circles around many of its Intel-based competitors. I'll be honest, when the Dev 1 first arrived, I was not immediately impressed. The design is conservative, which I suppose is fitting for the developer audience. It's not unattractive, it's just no standout. This is no XPS 13. 8 out of 10, Wired recommends. When it comes to design, still the Dev 1 feels very well built and is plenty portable at 3.24 pounds. It's thicker than the more svelte options out there, but one thing I do love is how easy it is to open. There's nothing worse than a laptop you have to pry open with the fingernail. But the Dev 1 has plenty of room thanks to its beveled front edge. Just in case you were wondering, this is not simply an HP EliteBook 845 with Linux slapped on it. Even the keyboard has been changed to give the Windows logo key its proper name, Super. The Dev 1's crazy bright 1080p LED screen is nice. I wasn't enthusiastic about going from the 4K screen back to 1080p, but as 1080p screens go, this one is great. I'd love to see the Dev 1 with a 4K option, but given the 53-watt-hour battery, that's probably not in the cards without some other changes as well. The 1080 screen works well with Linux, though. There's no issues with scaling, like sometimes I have to deal with on my 4K screen. And the 1000 nit brightness makes it easy to work outside. Most of the time, though, I dialed the screen brightness down to 50% or less to conserve battery. The trackpad is one of the best I've ever used. It's made of glass and supports a wide variety of gestures, which can be customized in Pop! OS. More on that in a minute. The keyboard is also very well done. The Dev 1 has chiclet-style keys, but they have a good bit of height and travel to them. Don't worry, this is no butterfly keyboard. Also, points to HP for sticking a trackpad numb in along with left and right buttons. Battery life is okay. I manage 7 hours doing light work in a text editor and web browser with the brightness at 50%. That's not quite the all-day that HP claims, but it's pretty close. But turn up the screen brightness and start compiling software, and the battery life drops significantly. I averaged about 3.5 hours whenever I did anything demanding. If there were one thing I could change about the Dev 1, it would be to drop in a bigger battery. Where the Dev 1 shines is in the AMD chipset. It is a workhorse. Not only did it crunch through everything I threw at it, the fans rarely spun up, there is no dedicated graphics card, but AMD's integrated graphics power is impressive, much better than what you get with Intel. In fact, for most people, even casual gamers, the Dev 1 is more than enough power. To really see it bogged down, I had to go download and compile the Android kernel, which is not something most people are going to regularly do. AMD even stepped in and helped HP and System76 ensure that the laptop properly suspends operation when you close the lid and resumes when you reopen it. I've installed Linux on AMD machines in the past, and that is almost always the major pain point. Suspend and resume never seems to work. The changes that System76 and HP made were also contributed back upstream. So if you have an AMD machine with this chipset, you too should have working suspend and resume whenever your distro updates to that Linux kernel. it's no surprise to see System 76 contributing to the larger open source community. But I'm happy to see HP doing likewise. One thing you won't find here is Core Boot, the open source BIOS firmware. Most System 76 PCs use Core Boot with the Theano Core firmware and an open source embedded controller firmware as well. While Core Boot isn't in this system, both companies have said they would like to include it in future releases. AMD System 76 software. As I mentioned, on appearance alone, the Dev1 doesn't make an exciting first impression. But my opinion quickly began to change as I spent more time with it. What really won me over was Pop! OS. It provides, by far, the best user experience I've seen in a Linux desktop. It strikes a great balance between being easy to use for Linux newcomers and being well-stocked with power user features. Want tiling windows? Just toggle a switch in a toolbar menu. There are loads of customizable keyboard shortcuts for developers who eschew the mouse. And there's plenty of trackpad gestures to control workspaces, window focus, and more. Pop! OS's polish extends throughout the user experience. But one thing that really caught my eye was the ability to open a support ticket with HP from within the desktop. It's seamless and easy. I should also note that HP has trained a dedicated support team for this laptop. When you contact support, you don't get the silent hiss that usually comes right after you say Linux to an IT support line. I say this as someone who prefers very minimal systems. I run Sway on Arch Linux. That's all I've used for almost 5 years. But if I were buying the Dev1, I would stick with Pop! OS. It's one of the most customizable desktops I've used. And unlike more complex Windows managers like Sway, the customization is done in well-designed setting apps. It's easier to use and more intuitive, in my view, than Mac OS, and certainly light years ahead of Windows 11 and its endless toggles. It's worth asking what System 76 gets out of this arrangement. Presumably, there is some kind of financial deal, but beyond that, it gets System 76's operating system on a Tier 1 laptop. That kind of exposure has previously been limited to Ubuntu and maybe Fedora. It's good to see System 76 getting some of the recognition it deserves. HP is also helping out with testing Pop! OS releases. If you're in the market for a new Linux notebook, this is what I'd recommend. It's powerful and user serviceable. It has a fantastic OS and all the tools developers need. And it doesn't cost a fortune. That's a combo that's tough to beat.